Chapter 29. The man who remains stiff-necked and hates rebuke will be crushed suddenly beyond cure. When the just prevail, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. He who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but he who consorts with harlots squanders his wealth. By justice, a king gives stability to the land, but he who imposes heavy taxes ruins it. The man who flatters his neighbor is spreading a net under his feet. The wicked man steps into a snare, but the just man runs on joyfully. The just man has a care for the rights of the poor. The wicked man has no such concern. Arrogant men set the city ablaze, but wise men calm the fury. If a wise man disputes with a fool, he may rage or laugh, but can have no peace. Bloodthirsty men hate the honest man, but the upright show concern for his life. The fool gives vent to all his anger, but by biding his time, the wise man calms it. If a ruler listens to lying words, his servants all become wicked. The poor and the oppressor have a common bond. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. If a king is zealous for the rights of the poor, his throne stands firm forever. The rod of correction gives wisdom, but a boy left to his whims disgraces his mother. When the wicked prevail, crime increases, but their downfall the just will behold. Correct your son, and he will bring you comfort and give delight to your soul. With thy prophecy, the people become demoralized, but happy is he who keeps the law. By words, no servant can be trained, for he understands what is said, but obeys not. Do you see a man hasty in his words? More can be hoped for from a fool. If a man pampers his servant from childhood, he will turn out to be stubborn. An ill-tempered man stirs up disputes, and a hot-headed man is the cause of many sins. Man's pride causes his humiliation, but he who is humble of spirit obtains honor. The accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He hears himself put under a curse, yet discloses nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord is safe. Many curry favor with the ruler, but the rights of each are from the Lord. The evildoer is an abomination to the just, and he who walks uprightly is an abomination to the wicked.